Riding the Blue Streak, Video Review, and the Old Trainer's Legacy. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Ida Blue Streaks advanced to this week's final round of the MHSAA Girls Volleyball Tournament, with senior hitter Taylor Wegener leading the way. Wegener raced into the top 20 all-time in state history in kills last week with over 2,000 in getting her team to the quarterfinals for the first time since 2008. Yet when asked about her achievements, Wegener talks more about her high school sports experience.
It's more about the friendships and playing for my community and the coaches and the memories that I've realized I'm going to carry with my memories throughout. It's not always about the kill, but it's about the people you spend the time with.
You can read more about Taylor Wegener on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our game balls this week go out to Detroit King quarterback Dante Moore, who threw four touchdown passes in a football playoff win over U of D Jesuit, and Caleb Smith of Davison for his 100-yard pass interception return for a touchdown in a regional final win over Utica Eisenhower. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
For the first time this year, video review of potential scoring plays and potential turnovers will take place at the MHSAA football finals at Ford Field for the 11-player game. Under this system, any play which may or may not result in points being scored, or any play which may or may not have resulted in a turnover, can be reviewed. Personnel in the press box will look at all such plays and contact the referee on the field if a review takes place, and they give the final determination to the crew on the field. Review may not be initiated by the officiating crew nor by the head coach of either team. Football joins basketball and ice hockey as sports where limited video review may now take place.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Today we reach back into the MHSAA Perspective Archives to talk about the Old Trainer's Legacy. The benefits of extracurricular activities like athletics touch many lives, even those of individuals who never played the game, but yet who were fully engaged in the process. I had the experience to witness that firsthand as former students paid their last visits to an important teacher in their lives. They loved sports and being part of a team, but their role became helping to prepare the participants for competition and tending to them when they encountered injury. Their school was fortunate to have a staff member serve as the athletic trainer who recruited a cadre of student assistants. As those former students came to the house to visit their teacher in his final days, they laughed, shared, welled up a bit, and said thanks to someone who taught them as much about life as he did about taping ankles. They went on to different professions in their lives, but just like many other student athletes, they owed so much to their coach, their teacher, and as they came to visit, you could see that genuine thankfulness in their eyes and hear it in their words. Now, a lot of kids today still need a place to go after the school day is over. Some who have passion for the games, but don't have the skills to play them. We often brush these young people aside instead of finding a way to keep them involved when they're cut from teams. And unfortunately, those people become adversaries instead of advocates for school sports programs. But in this case, the students gained so much from their teacher coach. They were so thankful for being part of the team and for someone who saw something in them and included them in that world. It was reaffirming to see. Reaffirming to know how much involvement in school sports meant to these people, reaffirming to know how much one individual meant to them, and how he touched their lives. It's been 9 years since that old trainer went home to be with his creator, and I'm blessed to have witnessed those testimonials and to have been touched by him for 25 years as his son-in-law. Thanks, Charlie. We'll see you on the other side. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.